Ready for another shutdown? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It turns out that even with the big budget cuts that canceled the Blue Angels and furloughed thousands of federal employees, the United States has once again hit the debt ceiling. In fact, according to the president's chief economic advisor,
we've already surpassed the debt ceiling and we're into emergency measures.
But it's happening because Congress has dug in. Just last week on the floor of the House, top Democrat Steny Hoyer put this question to Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
I want to ask the Majority Leader whether he expects we'll take an up or down vote on a clean debt limit extension when we return in September. And I yield to my friend.
I would say to the gentleman, the answer to that last question is no.
And that's because many Republicans in the House are determined to do whatever it takes to unfund Obamacare. Plus, they want a plan to balance the budget within 10 years. And at the same time, many Democrats reject outright any budget balancing plan that cuts Medicare and Social Security, even though mathematically that may be the only way. And so here it is, shut down the sequel.
The idea of breaching the debt limit is really unthinkable,
says the head of the Council of Economic Advisors. How unthinkable?
I was thinking about this sci-fi movie that you probably saw, Sharknado, where you have this, you know, tornado which brings sharks and they land on people's heads. I think if we cross the debt limit, it would be worse for the financial sector.
Just can't sit back and watch this.
Well, then you better call your congressman right away. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.